Hello, I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and this is a Friends with Friends podcast, the one where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one at a time. And I'm joined by my friend, Vanessa.
Hi, virtual hugs coming your way. Yes, hey. We are moving right along. It's hard to believe that season 4 is almost coming up to an end. It's my first time watching the series, and here we are.
And here we are. I know season 4 is coming to an end to a big cliffhanger episode, which I'm very excited about. So we'll get to that soon enough. But for this episode, oh, by the way, Jason is not with us today because he's off doing news director duty. So we'll chat with him in a couple of episodes from now. But for this episode, we're on the 94th episode, the one with the invitation. It premiered April 23rd, 1998 with 21.5 million viewers. Vanessa, what happened?
So the invitations are going out for Ross and Emily's wedding, and Rachel has to decide if she will attend. Plus, we get to relive all the Ross and Rachel moments.
Yes. And so, Vanessa, you actually pointed out that this is called a clip show. Do you want to explain what this is? Because we do see a lot of these flashbacks. That's basically the majority of this episode's flashbacks of Ross and Rachel's moments. So want to explain what a clip show is?
Yeah, so after I kind of like laid everything out when I was writing my notes, obviously we knew this was a flashback episode, but mm-hmm. we didn't know it actually had a real name. So it's called a clip show, which is an episode of a series that consists of excerpts from previous episodes. And the clip shows typically feature a format of a frame story where cast mm-hmm. members recall past events from past installments of the show depicted with mm-hmm. a clip of an event presented as a flashback. So there were things I noticed as I was watching as mm-hmm. how those flashbacks correlated with present day. And then once okay. I read the description of the clip show, I was like, oh, that makes like more sense.
Mm-hmm.
So clip shows are also known as cheaters. And they are often, most of them are done before a series finale. Mm-hmm. But they're a lot more budget friendly to produce. You know, you don't have to spend more money on shooting or from casting actors to appear in new material. So my assumption mm-hmm. is that they did this episode to save money because
yes,
if they go to London.
Yes, well, they already mentioned. Yeah, they already mentioned. So Ross has already mentioned that they want. That's why they're getting married so quick, and you know, a month from today. You know, when he mentioned in the last couple episodes.
But do they go to London? Like
they go to London. Yeah, they go to London. So the part one and two of the wedding is all in London. So this does make sense because like to take a whole cast overseas, you have to get permits to film. On the streets, wherever you are, you have to get permits to film. And so I think this was kind of the saving the money kind of clip show that they mentioned. And I didn't mind it either because all these moments we've talked about in other episodes, it's kind of nice to see them one after another, you know, because you are kind of thinking at this point, you know, you're thinking Ross and Rachel are completely done. So we'll see how that ends, but you know, if you want to kind of go through your emotions and dealing with, okay, you have to have closure with that relationship, and that's what the clip show does. Okay, so I made a list of all the moments of when, of all the flashbacks. So the first flashbacks we see are from Ross, because the episode starts out with them writing down the invitations and the addresses for the invitations, and then Emily notices that he's sending one to Rachel. And so then Ross kind of looks up and then it starts with his flashback. So here is what the flashback. So Rachel's first scene when she walks in with the wedding dress, you know, like it's the very first scene at Central Park from the pilot. The Oreo scene when he asks her, maybe I'll ask you out one day. So that's his grab a spoon moment, you know. Mm-hmm. Ross sees big passion in the future. That was during the blackout episode, the one with the blackout, like the candlelight, you know. And then the balcony scene when the cat attacks Ross, and then the cat ends up being Paolo, so then that gets delayed. And then their first casual kiss at the laundromat, and then their first actual kiss at Central Park, and then the jealousy between Ross and Mark, where Rachel maybe thinks we should take a break, and then the Chloe scene at Ross's apartment the next morning. And then we have a few more. Breakup scene with friends in Monica's room, Rachel and Ross in bed getting back together, and then when Ross finally says again, we were on a break, and they finally break up. And then Ross thinks about, and then the last thing that we see, so it like as Ross is deciding whether to give her send the invitation, he's going to send an invitation. He looks down at it, and then he sees, and then he thinks of one more flashback scene of when Ross is Ross and Rachel are sitting outside of the hallway, and Rachel's encouraging him to go for Emily. And then he mails the invitation. Wow. And so the way that they like order it, the way that they configure all the and put everything in order, that's I find that interesting as well.
Yeah, so. I mean, thinking about it, like even our notes, like I feel like this was a lot more work than typical episodes. I can only imagine the writers like having to refer back to old material and important parts, not only to just cut and edit these, but also to think about where to properly place them. Because as you said, like, we see the first clip we see is present day. They're getting ready to melt the invitations. Yeah. And, you know, then it goes back to the flashback of, like you said, Ross saying, I don't want to be divorced. I want to be married again. So it's kind of like, okay, flashback. He said he wants to get married. Present day, he's getting married and getting ready.
To and plus, so it's like all these, you have to also decide, because we do, after, you know, they get the invitations, Rachel has her flashback scenes, you know, so you have to just, they have to decide which ones belong to Ross and which one belongs to Rachel, because it's different, maybe perspective that they want to take on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, I mean, I think they did a good job of it. Did you talk about the flashback Rachel scenes yet?
Yeah. So now Ross mails the invitation. And then the next scene is the friends talking about getting their invitations, and then Rachel walks in, and then she gets one, and then it goes to her flashback scenes. Okay, so here's a list of her flashback scenes. Rachel gets a pin for Ross for her birthday, and that's when Chandler tells Rachel that Ross loves her. Rachel waits for Ross at the airport, and then, you know, and that's when Ross arrives with Julie, and then Ross trying to hang up on Julie, I love you, I love you, love you, and then Rachel takes the phone and hangs up. I thought that was good. And then Rachel calls Ross drunk while on a date, you know, I am over you. And then Ross hears a drunk message, you were over me, when were you under me, that thing, so good. And then Ross decides between him and Rachel, and Ross says, it's always been you, Rach. And then this is then it goes to like the first time that they have sex under the stars in the museum. And then Ross tries to cover it up the next day with Chloe, or Ross tries to cover it up the next day when he's trying to talk to Gunther of what happened with him and Chloe after they're on a break. And then the one at the beach where they admit they still love each other. And then the famous line that Rachel has when they do get back together, it's not that common, doesn't happen to many people, and it is a big deal.
Like, it's just all, you know, it's so interesting to see how they, like, played it out, like they said, like, because at this point, you said, this is the part where she's looking at the invitation, right?
Yes, so then the last flashback scene is where she's deciding, she's checking no, and that's the one with the prom video shows. And so that's the absolute last one. And I think that is the best memory of them too. I love that episode. I said it before. And so that's the best memory. And then that's what she checks no. And then Monica says, well, you're not going. She's like, I can't. I just can't, you know?
Like, she can't stand to watch him get married. It's Ross, you know?
Yeah.
It's really good. Like, I don't know. Like, all these moments of, like, Rachel, you know, so upset at him. And then realizing that Ross really did care for her. Mm-hmm. It shows that she still has feelings for him. And the fact that she decided not to go to the wedding shows, you know, the same. She still has feelings for him.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's just, I don't know. It's a lot it's of sad. Nostalgia. It's sad. Because you see like her thought process through it all.
Mm-hmm. And her perspective. And remember in the last episode, remember she was with, you know, Joshua and just trying to push him to marry her or whatever. And she was just like, I don't think I'm handling this well, because she even admitted to herself. She said that she thought that they would eventually get back together again, and she's not. And so that's why she's like just bummed about it. But So the last thing that she does is mail the invitation back. What did you notice about that?
Oh yeah. So it was the part where I don't know if she's holding it or Ross was holding it, but the address on Rachel's invitation was 495 Grove Street. Uh-huh. But I guess in external shots, there was an address of 90 Bedford Street.
Yes. The Bedford Street is the actual address of the Friends building.
Yeah, so then why would they put 495 Grove Street?
Because Ross doesn't live in that building.
No, but isn't the invitation being mailed to Rachel? So shouldn't it have been 90 Bedford Street?
Oh yeah, it should have. So 90 Bedford Street is where Rachel lives, and then but Ross is the one in that building. So what address were you looking at? The one in the corner, or the return, or the send address?
No, the invitation, like the to Rachel.
Oh, to Rachel. Then it should be Bedford Street. See, I didn't notice this detail.
Actually, I think someone else pointed out, and I just saw it and brought it up here. But
yeah,
I tried looking at the
apartment number. Yeah, it should be Bedford Street.
Mm-hmm. I tried looking at the apartment number, but I couldn't see it.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. But also, so I noticed too, because I love Sex and the City. I watch Sex and the City a lot, as much as not probably as much as I watch Friends, but it's up there. On Sex and the City, Sarah Jessica Parker, Carrie, says that her apartment's on 72nd Street, you know, like telling the cab to take her there. But really, her apartment is 66 Perry Street in real life. And so maybe they changed the addresses at that time, because they, even though people figure it out, they don't want people going to the actual address.
Yeah. I actually started watching Sex and the City as well. I've never seen it. So I'm on the first episode. It's so weird to see them back in the day, you know?
And she changes in after the third or fourth episode, she doesn't talk to the camera anymore. So it changes.
I watched one episode and I had like last week, and I haven't watched it since.
Keep going.
Because it is raining right now in California. So maybe I'll stay home and watch it this weekend. Yeah. But it's just, the show, like, I feel like now that we're at this point, season four, I feel like I know what people are talking about. Now when I see things at the store, I know what it means to be like, you're my lobster. Yeah. I know how you do it means. Like, there's so many things like I know.
Yeah.
But really like the way that they did all of these episodes, like I think some of my favorite like flashback scenes were the prom video, the one where Rachel realizes that Ross really did like her and got her the pin for her birthday, the part where, you know, the coffee shop, the Central Perk scene where With or Without You is playing, that's also really good one. All those like highlights, there were some. It was funny because when they first started playing these episode clips, like there were some I didn't even remember.
Really? Oh, I remember everyone.
Yeah, I know. Let me pull them up. I have them here. Like everything after the laundry scene. So the laundry scene, the cafe fight about Julie. I remember all of those clips, but there was a few before the when Ross says he doesn't want to be divorced but married again, and Rachel meets everyone. I kind of remember
that's Rachel the very first everyone. Pilot episode. Yeah,
I remember Rachel meeting everyone, and then I don't remember when Ross tells Rachel he has a crush on her and asks permission to ask her out sometime. Like I remember that happening, but I don't remember it happening in that way.
Interesting.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe I just like subconsciously like. Forgot about it. Like, I remember, he tells her he likes her. I remember we talked about it. But like I said, I'm like, did they reshoot those scenes?
Yeah.
So who knows?
So let's take a quick break, and then we'll talk about how the friends are reacting to her not going, or you see in present time. Let's more of the present time conversations with the other friends. So we'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And we're back. So the first scene in this episode, before they get to all the flashbacks, Joey and Chandler talk about how there's so many things happening. You know, Phoebe's pregnant, Ross and Emily are getting married, that they should do something. And they go to they decide they want to go to Mount Everest and climb Mount Everest. I thought that was funny. And then Phoebe comes in and bursts their bubble.
Yeah, Phoebe's definitely, you know, very pregnant at this point. And then they also talk about renting Die Hard.
Yeah, so Die Hard, it's so funny to keep referencing Die Hard because it got referenced already. It's referenced this time. They're going to reference it later on. And then all of a sudden, Bruce Willis shows up and is a love interest for Rachel later on. And so it's like, but Bruce Willis is Die Hard. Like, it's all like, you know, like meta.
Maybe at this point, this is an episode they find out they're going to get Bruce Willis.
Maybe, or they're just manifesting.
Maybe. I mean, they seem to do that a lot in this show.
I know. It's like they mention a guest and then they'll hop on.
Yeah. So everyone's excited, you know, as the invitations go out and everyone gets their invitations. Everyone's excited. You know, Chandler booked his ticket already. And he's like, wait, don't tell us that you don't go. That means that we can't go, you know? And she's like, no, you guys all go. So everyone is going except for Phoebe, who's super uber pregnant because she can't get a third trimester, and Rachel.
Yeah, and in real life, Lisa Kudrow couldn't fly. So because in real life, they do actually go to London. Like, this is the only time that they actually film where they're talking about. Because, again, this is filmed in Los Angeles, in New York City, on the Wonder Woman.
This is what I wonder. Like, did they plan this ahead of time to go to London?
Yeah, of course.
But I'm 9 months sure they did. Out? 9 months out?
What do you, like, no. Like, they maybe end up probably getting pregnant, or at least Kudrow probably end up getting pregnant, but then, and like, the scripts and stuff is already written because they have decided on the storyline, you know, weeks and weeks ahead. And so Lisa Kudrow just can't go, but she is very much still part of it. You'll see how they put her in.
Okay, because I figured, why wouldn't they just change the location?
No, because I think you can't do London without doing London. You know what I mean? I can see what you want to be at. Like, you want to see Westminster and, you know, you want to see the Big Ben, all that. And they have a lot of cameos in these episodes. So it's a pretty big episode. And so I think by now it's like pretty huge series. So they have the budget to do it. You know, to go and
money on this clip show.
Yeah, exactly. So they're pulling here and there. So you're gonna pay for that. You gotta, you know, pull off the clip show. You know, save money for that. You know, pull here and there on the budget.
So. Did you have any special moments? I already told you guys my favorite flashback scenes.
Yeah. No, I liked reliving it the way that they did. The way that they did their flashbacks, it was good. And of course my favorite flashback is the prom video one. So
here's the question. Do you think Rachel should have said no, or she should have said yes?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. Would I go?
Right.
I don't know. That's a hard question because you have to weigh the pros and the cons. I mean, I think I would, it's hard. And I think I would probably, they have not go. It's just too hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's too hard. It's like, because you look at that person, you're like, I was in love with that person. I still have feelings for that person. And for you to just sit there and watch them get married, it's too heart wrenching. I wouldn't be able to go. I wouldn't be able to do it. So I think I'm okay with Rachel's decision. Mm-hmm. So it's winding down and it's getting closer to the end. And we're going to see Ross and Emily's wedding soon. But they got to have a bachelor party first. So coming up with the next episode, Friends with Friends, Joey throws Ross a bachelor party, and the girls throw Phoebe a Phoebe-esque baby shower.
If you like this episode, subscribe, download, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
And follow us on Friends with Friends Podcast on Instagram.
Bye.
See you later.